Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Mortgages are a super big topic these days, in large part because interest rates have been moving. Everybody's trying to predict where they're going to move next. And for people renewing, it's one thing. But for people who are trying to qualify in the first place, it can be a really, really stressful process. Imagine if, to add to that, you're someone who is self-employed. That is a layer of complexity that's just a whole lot different than if you've got a traditional job. To talk about the process and how you can up the likelihood that you will qualify for a mortgage when you're self-employed, we're joined by Colin Graves. He is the managing editor of a platform called Retire Happy, and he joins us from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Hello there, Colin.
Hey, Bruce. It is good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. What are some of the differences for people who are self-employed? What are some of the things that lenders look at, and these two things are not the same?
Yeah, I think there's two big things with self-employment that differ from, say, a salaried or hourly job. And that is that, first of all, for most self-employed individuals, your income is fluctuating. Mm-hmm. And so it can base whether you have a busy seasons and different times of year you're busier, or say you're a freelancer and your work kind of goes up and down. Your income is fluctuating. The other issue is that most self-employed people have the opportunity to write off a lot of their expenses, that kind of thing. And so their net income, the income they pay tax on, can be significantly less sometimes than the gross revenue that they bring in.
So those two differences acknowledged. As a self-employed person starts their research, are they looking for a particular product, like a different product, or are they looking for lenders who are able to think more holistically when they come to assessing their application?
Yeah, so it's not really, for the most part, it's not really a different product. A mortgage, a personal mortgage is a mortgage is a mortgage. There are some financial institutions that kind of advertise, hey, we have self-employed mortgages. But in my experience, that's more of a marketing thing. They may be saying that, we will have some flexibility in how we adjudicate the mortgage, knowing that you're self-employed, but it's really the same product. What people need to understand is that there's A lenders and there's B lenders, and A lenders are your banks and your big five banks, major banks, and your credit unions. And A lenders are the most conservative lenders when it comes to mortgage lending, which means that they have the highest requirements when it comes to your income confirmation, that kind of thing. And so sometimes if you're self-employed, you may struggle to get approved for a mortgage through an A lender because of the strict requirements they have and the way they assess your income. And so in that case, sometimes often self-employed people have to go through what's called a B lender who offer some more flexibility.
And there's nothing wrong with a B lender. I've been with a B lender for most of my mortgage career. It's a different, it's, less branding, often a much more competitive rate. It's not like a B lender is equivalent to getting a mortgage through an organized crime syndicate.
No, that's right. B lenders, sometimes the rates, because you're getting it as a self-employed individual, and if you can't provide the standard income confirmation, then the B lender may charge a bit of a higher rate, like maybe it's a point or two higher than what you're going to get at a bank or credit union, but they're still reputable lenders and have very flexible products.
So there is the income piece. Yep. What are some of the other pieces that come into play on approval?
Well, like with any mortgage, you obviously have to, the financial institution, the lender needs to make sure that you can afford the payments, which is where the income piece comes in. But you also have to have the adequate down payment that's required. And so that's another big piece right there. And then your credit score, obviously, the stronger your credit, the better your chances of getting a mortgage, especially with an A lender. They are going to want to deal with borrowers who have stronger credit scores.
What are they looking for from an income confirmation standpoint? So if you've got a job, it's a T4. There you go. You got a T4 connected to your tax return, perhaps, or you get a letter from your employer that writes out your salary, whatever. For a self-employed person, what are they looking for?
Yeah. So first of all, I'll just say for a regular salaried employee, you could use a T4, but the institution's going to want to have a couple recent pay stubs, or like you said, an employment letter, something showing that you're still employed there, because the T4 is from the last day of the previous year, that kind of thing. But for self-employed, obviously, you as a self-employed individual, you can't, like a sole proprietor, provide a T4, you can't provide a pay stub. So what banks will ask for is they'll want to see 2 years of your accountant prepared income tax returns, your full income tax return, which includes your statement of business activities, breaks down your write-offs and all that kind of stuff. And they're gonna wanna see 2 years of that, and they're gonna take an average of the 2 years. Hmm. And so that can be an issue sometimes, like say your income the previous year was much lower, or the income, which is in the worst case scenario, is your income in the most recent year of the 2 years was lower, because they might decide, oh, we don't want to take the average. We want to take the most recent year was lower. So we want to take the lower of the two, right?
CMHC is a important part for people who don't have a 20% deposit. How does it work when you're self-employed?
So CMHC, any mortgage with less than 20% down payment, so that has a loan to value of higher than 80%, has to be insured with protected with mortgage default insurance. And CMHC is one of the two or three companies that provide mortgage default insurance, but it's the most well-known one. And CMHC will accept self-employed borrowers. However, their requirements are going to be very much what the A lenders, what the banks and credit unions are looking for. Now, CMHC does have they do acknowledge that they have a self-employed program, which means that they will add back some of the deductions that you've deducted from your gross income as the self-employed person. So they will allow a 15% gross up of business income, which kind of adds back and can increase the income a little bit. But they do also have they do want to see that you have you've been self-employed for at least 2 years. They will make exceptions. It's not, they might make exceptions based on if you've bought an existing business, if you have lots of cash in the bank, if you have very predictable earnings as a self-employed person. Let's say you have a contract with the federal government or something like that, or if you have relevant training in the field from before you were self-employed. So they will look to make exceptions if you have not been self-employed for 2 years, but that is the standard requirement.
One of the other things that I've read is in an effort to try and demonstrate your income, sometimes the lender is willing to look at something like a revenue pipeline for businesses. Maybe you're a consultant and you've got some clarity on how many consulting engagements you're going to have in the year ahead. Are there other things like that might not be like box ticking, but might help you make the case that you're worthy of the bet that they're making on you?
Well, with an A lender, with a bank, they won't really look at that. What you're referring to there, a B lender might look at. So because they're going to have a little bit more flexibility. So a B lender might say, okay, you can't provide us, or your income according to your returns is too low. But you know what? If you can provide us with the last 6 months of bank statements showing your business income coming into your bank account, or if you, like you said, if you can show us that you've got these contracts going forward, we'll use that income instead. Because they don't have the same regulation. They're not regulated as strictly as the banks are by the federal government, right? So they have a bit more flexibility.
What about tax filings? So self-employed folks, whether they're a sole proprietor or maybe they run a small corporation, they deal with personal taxes. They may well have business taxes. They may well have GST. How do those connect to the application process?
Well, you first of all, and this sometimes can be an issue when you're self-employed, is you really need to make sure that your taxes are paid, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes a lot of self-employed people will have tax in a situation where they have tax arrears because it's not deducted from their paycheck every 2 weeks, that kind of thing, right? Yeah. So that can be an issue. So you do need to make sure your taxes are fully paid. Lenders won't want to see tax arrears, and they will also might not be willing to help you refinance or pay off tax arrears. You would have to kind of pay them on your own prior to financing a mortgage. Again, policies do kind of differ from institution to institution.
I want to ask you just one final question here, yeah. And that is timing. So a mortgage is an extraordinarily important thing, yeah. Both if you want to buy and if you own a home, that renewal is really critical. What sort of time horizon should someone keep in their mind in order to make sure that this is sorted and it's they're not going to have to stress about it in the weeks to either the closure of a purchase of a house or a renewal?
So I would say, well, first of all, in terms of if you're working in a salary job 9 to 5 and you are thinking about going self-employed, I think it's very important to make sure that you're not going to have any mortgage borrowing needs for at least a couple of years. So that's the first thing. If you can't go self-employed and plan to be able to get a mortgage within 3 or 4 months after you leave your 9 to 5 job. In terms of getting a mortgage, I mean, anytime, it can, the time frames can differ between if you're buying a house or if you're just refinancing a mortgage or getting a renewal. Renewals can usually be done almost instantly. It's usually just a visit to your lender and they can do either over the phone or online or in person very quickly. In terms of getting a new mortgage, I mean, if you're going with a bank or credit union, you're probably, you definitely want to, it's a week, it's going to take some weeks, you know. They can get approval maybe within a few days. But obviously the whole process is going to take longer than that. B lenders may be able to get approvals turned around more quickly than the A lenders because their requirements, documentation requirements aren't always as strict.
Really helpful stuff, Colin. I appreciate you breaking it down for us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Colin Graves is the managing editor of Retire Happy, and he was here to talk about some of the nuance and some of the things you need to think about if you are looking for a mortgage while you are self-employed.